Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
At Wednesday's Kenai Soldotna Joint Chambers of Commerce Luncheon, Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Michicki presented an update on Cook Inlet Energy. According to the mayor, the recently formed South Central Mayor's Energy Coalition's goals are to understand the nature and potential solutions to the projected Cook Inlet natural gas and energy shortfall and advocate for affordable solutions that will keep the lights and heat on. Mayor Michicki says they evaluated all the potential projects, not only oil and gas, but renewables and other projects that are both likely and non-likely to come online. He says it's proven to policymakers in Alaska that there's a scheduling problem.
We're going to have a shortage in Cook Inlet by 27, 28, depending on the next couple of winters. We are improving our storage capacity, but the bottom line is we're going to have something additional to put into that storage for the first couple of years.
They're likely going to have to import small quantities of LNG to ensure that storage is full by November, starting the winter with full storage until these other projects can come online, says Michicki. They're looking at the lowest cost options, which is the Kenai LNG facility. There wouldn't be a large investment that would have to monetize over time, yet a low-cost investment would be enough to ensure that storage is adequate for the winters while they bring these other projects online. Mayor Michicki mentioned that they are still very supportive of a large-scale LNG project that goes through the spine of Alaska, not only providing a long-term supply of natural gas for the peninsula, but also all the industries that could occur along the spine of Alaska from the North Slope to Cook Inlet. For more information, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. U.S. Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum announced actions to unlock Alaska's natural resource potential in line with President Trump's vision of American energy dominance. The Bureau of Land Management plans to expand exploration in the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska and the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge's coastal plain. The BLM will also work to revoke certain land withdrawals facilitating the Ambler Road and Alaska Liquefied Natural Gas Pipeline projects. These efforts aim to increase economic opportunities for Alaskans while addressing the nation's energy needs. The plan includes reopening up to 82% of MPRA for leasing and exploration, reinstating oil and gas leasing for the coastal plain, and revoking land withdrawals along the Trans-Alaska Pipeline Corridor. Governor Mike Dunleavy expressed support for the initiative, emphasizing its potential for more investments, jobs, and a brighter future for Alaska. These actions align with President Trump's commitment to utilize Alaska's resources for economic and national security, benefiting both Alaskans and the entire nation in the long term. Family members of the victims of a Bering Air plane crash that killed everyone on board in western Alaska are reacting to a preliminary report released on the incident. The report released Wednesday by the NTSB says the plane that crashed last month on its way from Unalakleet to Nome was more than 1,000 pounds overweight for the weather conditions. The NTSB says the plane's total weight, including baggage and cargo, was around just under 9,900 pounds. The report said a plane flying into known or forecast icing conditions should have a gross takeoff weight of around 8,800 pounds. The husband of one of the 10 people killed says he holds no ill will towards Bering Air, calling them a lifeline to all the rural communities. A Fairbanks mother is behind bars after leaving her one-year-old child alone in a car outside a bar and hotel. According to Alaska State Troopers, 38-year-old Lillian Johnson is being charged with first-degree child endangerment. After an investigation, authorities found that Johnson's child was left in the car alone without heat for 30 minutes on Tuesday as she went on a romantic rendezvous. The baby was treated for hypothermia. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.